Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of his Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Joshua, the first chapter. Praise his holy name. Joshua chapter 1, and we'll begin with the first verse. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to you, to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of thy foot shall tread, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Every place your foot goes down, this is yours. I give it to you. What has he given to us? Given us the salvation of our souls. Salvation can't be taken away from you. And I'm sure not going to give away mine. But Joshua here, in this place, he was put into a very hard predicament. Moses had led the people out of Egypt, took them through the wilderness, took them across the Red Sea. Now they were going to go into the promised land. Because he had sinned, he wasn't going to go into the promised land. He would see it, but he wouldn't go in. And God took him home. Joshua was left with a very difficult task. But he tells Joshua here, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. He's given this to them. Can't be taken away. Though many nations have tried to take it away from Israel, they haven't been able to. They're in Israel today. Many of them were killed during World War II, as we know, 6 million, plus many other nationalities, were killed. But the Jewish nation has not died, and it will continue, and we will continue. This is God's work. This is God's work. Joshua was put in a place that he was supposed to take on the job. And I'm sure it was hard for him because he leaned on Moses for so long. But now he had to lean on God. And you and I, we have to lean on God. Many brothers have passed through these doors, have been standing in this place. Many brothers that I loved, many brothers that you loved, many of your family have been up here. But they're gone now, safe in the arms of Jesus. And now we have to continue the work that God has given us until he comes. We ready to take on the challenge? Are we ready to take on the challenge? I think we are. And we're going to continue to work in this church and watch the hand of God and his mercy in this place. We have seen the work of the Lord. We have seen him working here in this place. The Holy Spirit is opening doors. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are going to be passed on to us. All we have to do is reach out and take them. Reach out and take them, dear ones. He's given them to you. Everything that he mentions in this Bible, every place that the sole of your foot will go, if we march forward and take the gifts that God has given us, we will prosper, dear ones. God is reaching out. We don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to look to and fro. He's right here. He's right in this place. We don't have to search for him. He's already found you and I. So what are we looking for? Don't look anymore. Just continue to seek his face. The sixth verse says, "Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them." Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Stay on the right track. We don't have to lean this way and that way. He's working in this church, dear ones. He wants to continue the work. Let's reach out and take what he's given us. And let's use it. Use it according to his perfect will. The work will go on. Even when we pass away, the work will go on. We're praying that we don't have to wait much longer. We're praying that God would take us home, because we see the condition of the world today. The condition of this world, you don't even want to live in it. What we see and what we hear, what we observe around us, is not what God has in store for us. We want to continue to seek his face, to look to him, and not look at what's going on in the world. This world is not our home. We have our home. We have a place already prepared for us. He tells us that. I go to prepare a place for you. So if we have a place prepared, we don't have to be worried about what happens here. He's just waiting, because he wants none to perish. There's so many souls still out there that don't know him. And it's your job and my job to seek them out, no matter where you are. Whether you're in a restaurant, in a store, in a hospital, wherever you are, wherever your feet may trod, he's giving you an opportunity to speak to someone. And believe me, he puts them in your path. Believe me, he does. I've gone to places where I never thought that I would have an opportunity to talk to anyone. And all of a sudden the conversation starts. And how does it go? To lead to God. Because he opens the doors. And when he opens the door, put your foot in it. Don't let it close, because this is your opportunity to talk to someone about him. Don't be shy. Don't think you can't do it, because God will give you the strength. He gives us the strength every day. When we have to come up here and speak to you, I feel so unworthy, and I know the brothers do too. We haven't got the words to say to you, only we wait for God to give us what to say to you. My words are not enough. Only the words that he puts in my heart for you and for me. We have fought the fight, as Paul did. We're fighting that fight. Let us finish the work. Let us finish the work that God wants us to do, and that where we put our feet, it'll belong to us. Praise God. We have a wonderful, a glorious, a marvelous God. Above anything that we could ever imagine. Everything that God tells us to do, right here in this book. Open it up, read it. We don't have to look to the world for answers. Look to him. He's the answer. You have any questions? Ask him. Are you seeking him today? Are you asking for his gifts? Ask him. God will deny us nothing. If it's a gift, just reach out and take it. Just reach out and take it. He wants to give his gifts. He loves you. He loves each and every one of you. He doesn't care about what you did yesterday or the day before. Put it under the blood of Jesus Christ. He's forgiven you. He can't see it anymore. Our sins are forgiven. Just remember that he loves you, and he'll always be here for you and I. In the name of the Lord be praised.